It's time for Region 8C Baseball on YouAreTheirSports.com. The defending region champion Lastrup Lakers return to defend their title. The Sobieski Skis finished fourth in the region last year but went all the way to win the state championship last summer. The Nisswa Lightning and Fort Ripley Rebels also made it to Labor Day weekend at state last year. The St. Stephen Steves make their fifth consecutive appearance. The Avon Lakers are back after a one-year absence. And the Randall Cubs also back for the first time since 2007. And welcome back to the Piers Bulldogs, making their first appearance since 2003. So settle back, listen, and enjoy to some of the best amateur baseball the state of Minnesota has to offer. Region 8C Tournament Action is brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Piers, Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance, Central Minnesota Distribution and Pepperidge Farm, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Dave Fisher and RE/MAX Central, Ritter's Thompson & Olson CPA, The Brickyard in Piers, Sarabacco & Gravel, Weichert Realtors and Neil Tyson, The Silver Bullet Bar in Genola, Avon State Bank, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Wade Park, Elder Care and St. Otto's Care Center, KLD Land Surveying of Brainerd and St. Cloud, Stroop Schumer & Associates and Ameriprise Financial, Sunrise Ag, Patrick's Bar & Grill in Piers, and Will & Bring Dahl, Walkin' and Zimmerman Law of Cold Spring. Sit back and listen, and let's head to the ballpark for Region 8C Baseball on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Welcome back to Sobieski, as Luke Toma, the draftee from Flensburg, out on the mound, and he will warm up. It's Sobieski against Lastrup. The loser is the 3 seed at state. The winner gets a chance to take after Nisswa next weekend back here for the region championship. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you here, as Luke Toma will make his second start of the region tournament. He got the nod last Sunday. Pitched well until he just kind of ran out of gas late. He went 5 2/3, didn't get a decision in Sobieski's win over Fort Ripley. Toma gave up 5 runs, 5 hits, struck out 2, walked 1. Skis will be the home team. Lastrup coming off their 9-6 win over Fort Ripley earlier today. They will be the visitors. And we'll get another look at a Meyer pitcher. Cody will start today for Lastrup. Brad threw a complete game win against Fort. And the batting order pretty much the same for Lastrup. Leading off, designated hitter Chad Weiss. He'll bat for pitcher Cody Meyer, and we're set to go with Game 13 of the Region 8C Tournament. Riley Hirsch behind the plate. Andrew Gerbata at first. Tyler Gendro at second. Colin Ekman at short. Joey Hanowski at third. And the first pitch is low, ball one. We're underway at Sobieski. 4:25, first pitch. Weiss takes one in for a strike. Josh Wenzel is in left, Bo Hanowski in center, Scott Litchie in right. The drafted from Flensburg, right-hander Toma got a curveball across, inside corner for a strike, 1-2. Weiss, Paul Herman, and Rick Schliemann will bat here in the top of the first. Chased one up in the zone. Chad pops it towards first base dugout. Hirsch up against the wall. Off the roof. Tin roof Sunday. Still 1-2. Lastrup banged out 12 hits against Fort Ripley today in a wild back and forth game. Both teams had leads throughout the early portions. Finally, it settled down in the end as strike three called. Toma sneaks a slider past Weiss to start the ball game. One out. And it'll bring up second baseman Paul Herman. Paul was 3-for-4 in the first game, had a bunt single. He scored twice. He also had a sacrifice. Grounds it to short. Ekman. He's there, over to Andrew Gerbata for the second out. And now Rick Schliemann will bat with the bases empty and two away for Lastrup. First baseman, Rick Schliemann. So we know that Fort Ripley will be in action on Saturday, August 22nd in Cold Spring at 11 o'clock. Fort Ripley will play the runner-up in Region 1, which is going to be a team like Sartell or Mora to get Fort Ripley. And that'll be a heck of a first-round matchup. Taking a strike is Schliemann, 1-1. Sedlowski will hit next. The loser of this game faces Region 13. There are four teams left in that region. They only get three representatives at state. One is in, a traditional team there. Fairmont is in. Milroy and Laverne are playing right now to get to state. The loser will face the Hadley Buttermakers for the third spot. 1-2. Low. So Fairmont is in. Either Milroy or Laverne will be in very shortly. That was a 2 o'clock game if they're not already finished. And then Hadley will face the loser of that one. The loser of this game will face the runner-up of Region 13. 3-2 to Rick Schliemann. And that'll be on Sunday, the 23rd, in Cold Spring, a 5 o'clock game. Swinging a broken bat, roller to Ekman at short, near the bag. Collins over to first, and Schliemann is out, and so are the Lakers. Three up, three down. Luke Toma with a good start on the hill for the Skis. After a half an inning, last trip nothing, the Skis will bat when we come back.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! Managers play a vital role in baseball, and many people say baseball is a metaphor for life. Let Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance help you manage the risks of everyday life. When life throws you a curveball, State Farm Insurance and agent Dustin Upgren will step up to the plate for you. They offer a wide variety of services, including insurance, finances, and claims. Located in Cold Spring, see them online at DustinUpgren.com or call them at 320-685-3672. A proud supporter of amateur baseball, it's Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance.
Cody Meyer, just out of high school, will face the Sobieski Skis here in the bottom of the first. He'll face Bo Hanowski, Riley Hirsch, and Joey Hanowski. Cody's first pitching appearance, he's made a couple of pinch running appearances, but his first field action here today. And brother Brad says, just do what I did, strike everybody out. Here's Bo Hanowski to start the bottom of the first. Brad struck out 11. He's at short today. And here's Cody Meyer. In for a strike for Bo Hanowski, the left-handed hitter. Bo is 3-for-15 with an RBI so far. In the dirt, 1-1. Skis lost the only extra inning game that's been played so far when Aaron Jenkins hit one out last night in the bottom of the 10th to give Nisswa a 5-3 win. That one's low, 2-1. Bowl will be out in center field, or is out in center field. Scott Litchie's the cleanup batter again today. The right fielder, John Check, is the DH, batting fifth. Ground ball got by Meyer, but scooped up by Herman. He'll throw him out, and there's one down. Paul Herman throws out Bo Hanowski to start the bottom of the first, and it'll get up Riley Hirsch. John Check will bat for the drafted pitcher. Luke Toma, drafted players cannot bat. So Check into the DH for the draftee from Flensburg. Josh Wenzel will hit sixth and play left. Then Tyler Gendro bats seventh and plays second as Hirsch takes a Meyer pitch off the plate. Batting eighth will be first baseman Andrew Gerbata, and Colin Ekman is the shortstop and number nine batter. Ground ball left side. Brad Meyer in the hole. Long throw. Hirsch is out by a step. Still some zip on the arm after Brad Meyer's nine-inning pitching performance. 126 pitches for Brad, but plenty of time to get Riley there. Two up, two down on a couple of midfield grounders. And with two outs, Joey Hanowski will bat. Joey's 3-for-11, a double, couple of walks, also a couple of sacrifice bunts. Ground ball back to Cody, one hop. Cody snares it, throws him out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Lastrup and Sobieski each go in order, one quick one. And after one, no score, Lastrup and Sobieski.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hey farmers, Jason here from Sunrise Ag. Corn harvest is right around the corner, and we are excited to tell you about some awesome upgrades at our grain facility in Buckman. Sunrise Ag has increased its wet corn capacity 10 times and up to 5 times faster drying capabilities with our new Matthews Company grain dryer built by Midwest Sales and Construction. To save even more time, Sunrise Ag has upgraded our unloading pit and leg for dry grain too. So no more long lines and no more long waits. Check us out at sunriseagcoop.com.
Top of the second inning, and the Lakers will send up Jason Sedlowski, who we just heard from, to begin the second inning against righty Luke Thoma of Flensburg. Both teams go 1-2-3 in their first at-bat. Here's Toma's first pitch. Missed outside, ball one. 12th pitch for Thoma. He had a strikeout and two groundouts to Ekman in the first. Low 2-0. Brad Meyer and then Reggie Litke. Left-handed hitting, Sedlowski awaits. Little bit off the plate, close, 3-0. There's Thoma getting one over on a 3-0 fastball. Jason taking all the way. And right back to work goes Thoma, wearing the Flensburg black jersey, burnt orange highlights, as Sedlowski late on the swing fouled it away. Full count. Three balls, two strikes to Sedlowski, leading off the second inning. And the payoff pitch, swinging a foul. That one was up in the zone right in Jason's wheelhouse, and he was just underneath it. Brad Meyer and then Reggie Litke will bat in the second. We've not had a runner yet in this one. Both teams retired in order. Thomas 3-2 offering again, off speed, and he walked him, missed outside. And there's the first runner. Leadoff walk to Sedlowski will get Brad Meyer to the plate. Not only did Brad pick up the win on the mound, he had a couple of hits, drove in three runs in the win over Fort Ripley about an hour ago. Had an RBI double in the first, an RBI single, and a sacrifice fly. Actually, no, it was an RBI groundout. Goes after the first Thoma pitch and lifts it back and out of play. One strike. The winner comes back here next Saturday, and they get Nisswa for the Region 8 championship. Lastrup is the defending region champion. Sobieski is an 8-time region champion. Nisswa has never won a region title. Grounded foul, two strikes. The region champion of Region 8 gets the first round of the tournament off. All region champs have a bye with a 48-team field starting to take shape now. 2-0 pitch, grounded to Hanowski, deep at third to go to second for one. Gendro's relay is not in time. It'll be a 5-4 fielder's choice. Sedlowski forced it second. Joey was playing a deep third, so They only got the lead out, and Reggie Litke to hit. One on, one out now for Lastrup. Throw, and Brad Meyer dives back in. Bo Hanowski out in front of the 350 side in deep center. Reggie at the plate awaits the Toma pitch. And Luke misses high with a fastball. 0-1. Scott Jansen will bat next. The Region 8 champion will play in Cold Spring on Saturday, August 29th. Ground ball to Hanowski. This could be a double play. To second for Juan General. Relay out at first. With Hanowski in, that allowed him the extra second he needed to get the turn from General to Gerbata. And it goes 5-4-3, inning over. Inning and a half, no score between the Skis and Lakers.
At some point in life, we will all require legal representation. At Will & Bring Dahl, Walken & Zimmerman, their mission is to represent you with honesty, integrity, and competency. They offer their clients the best possible legal advice to address your particular needs at cost-effective rates. Offering a wide range of services such as estate planning, trusts, wills and probate, business and real estate law, personal injury, family law, and many other areas of litigation, the office of Will & Bring Dahl, Walken & Zimmerman will provide effective, prompt, and efficient service. See them online at willandbring.com or call them at their Cold Spring office at 320-685-3678. Will & Bring Dahl, Walken & Zimmerman, they're there for you. Got that hungry feeling? Need a place to spend a night out with friends? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Patrick's Bar & Grill in Piers is the place. They feature a delicious menu. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Daily lunch specials, bologna days on Thursdays, pizza, wings, and great drink specials during sporting events. Patrick's also has cash drawings each Friday and Saturday night. Golfers, softball players, bowlers, everybody's welcome. Stop in today to Patrick's Bar & Grill on Main Street in Piers.
Scott Litchie will lead off the bottom of the second for Sobieski. Scott with a two-run homer yesterday against Nisswa. He is 5-for-12, a homer, 6 runs driven in. And he takes strike one from Cody Meyer. Cody worked a 1-2-3, had 3 ground ball outs in the first. Off speed and on the corner again. 0-2 to the left-handed hitting Litchie. On deck, John Check, and then Josh Wenzel. Swing and a foul. Litchie knocking it straight back. 7 pitches for Cody Meyer in the first inning. No score, bottom of the second in Sobieski. And Meyer into the windup and the pitch. Ground ball towards first. Schliemann has it go off the glove. Then it's picked up by Herman, but he won't have a play. Infield hit for Litchie. Off the glove of Schliemann to Herman. But I think if Cody had gotten to the bag in time, Paul would have tried it. That would have been an interesting little development there. But Litchie's aboard on an infield hit, and it brings up the DH, John Check, hitting for Luke Toma, the pitcher. Skis have their first runner. It's an infield hit. John played his first game of the region yesterday. Ended up 1-for-5. Swing and ropes it foul. 0-1. Check and then Wenzel here for the Skis. Bottom of two. This is the seeding game for the number 3 spot. Loser is 3. Winner will be no less than 2. 0-1. John leaves one downstairs. 1-1. Schliemann at first. Herman at second. Brad Meyer at short. Jason Sedlowski at third. It's Lochner, Jansen, and Jansen again in the outfield. And Cody Meyer working to John Check. Down and in at the feet of John, the left-handed hitter. 2 balls and a strike. Litchie's hit his sixth of the tournament, tied with Jeremiah Pipcorn and Aaron Jenkins now for tournament high. Swing and a miss by John at a Meyer fastball, and it's 2-2. If Cody gets something on the ground from Check, he's likely to double him off here. Cody will try and keep the ball down in the zone against a powerful hitter. 2-2 pitch just outside, and Cody kind of pounds the mitt with his bare hand. He wanted that one. 3-2. John and Cody were on opposite benches during the high school season. Cody for the Piers Pioneers. There's ball four outside, and Litchie. Nope, they say ball. Yeah, it is ball four. All right. Just now, Check going to first base. Litchie was running on the play, but no steal or advancement. It's just a walk. And the first two men have reached for the skis to get Josh Wenzel up. Josh is 3-for-9 with two doubles. Thank you. First and second, nobody out. Home half with the second for the skis. Schliemann cheats up at first in front of Check. Sedlowski's close to the bag at third with a runner at second. Wenzel squares, pulls back, and it's a called strike. Wenzel. He made a huge play in the outfield with the bases loaded, two outs, taking a laser away from Pipcorn late in the game. 0-1 to Wenzel. Cody got strike two called. Good location on the outside corner, and he's ahead of Wenzel, 0-2. But I was going to say, in the high school season, Cody was playing for Piers. John is an assistant for the Ricori Spartan high school team. They met at Cold Spring. There's a ground ball in the hole in the left. A base hit. Up with it is Lochner. Litchie held at third on an 0-2 single to left. And they're loaded for Gendro. Tyler with, thank you. Wind blowing some paperwork around. Litchie to third, Check to second, and now Wenzel at first with the skis' second hit. Two singles and a walk, filling the bases for Tyler Gendro. First pitch hit in the air to left. Is it deep enough? Litchie's going to tag. Lochner with the catch, and the throw cut off by Sedlowski. Gendro's sacrifice fly makes it 1-0. Check stays at second. Wenzel obviously stays at first. So on the first pitch, Gendro drives in a run with a sack fly. Now the first baseman, Gerbata. He was DH'd for yesterday. In the lineup today, Miller's out of the lineup for the skis today. Gerbata did play last weekend at first with John Check out of the lineup, with a hammy and his VFW team in action. Gerbata went 2-for-5 with a couple of sacrifice bunts. Meyer got a curveball across, and it's 0-1 to Andrew Gerbata. And the pitch is on the way. Cody missed high and tight with a breaking pitch. One ball, one strike, Meyer to Gerbata with Ekman on deck. Cody sets and delivers low. Got by Litchie, and John's not going to chance it, though. Not a lot of room to the screen, and John well aware of the close proximity to the backstop and with a bad hamstring and not fast. It all adds up to I'll stay right where I'm at. 2-1 to Gerbata. A run is in on a sacrifice fly by Tyler Gendro. There's one off the plate, 3-1. That was Gendro's first run driven in of this region tournament. First and second, one out. Grounded foul towards the Lastrup dugout, and it makes it a full count. Gerbata Gerbata awaits the payoff pitch. It's taken low, and they're loaded up again. Second walk of the inning. Check to third. Wenzel to second. Gerbata to first, and Ekman to hit. The brothers check at third base. Brad managing and coaching at third. Running is John as Ekman takes a strike on the inner corner. 0-1. And the wind in the pitch. Good strike call there, 0-2. Ekman is without a hit in the tournament, 0-8. He has walked three times. The two-strike pitch. Strike three at the knees. Meyer burns a fastball. Ekman points where he thought it was. You got to be careful with that. Put him on the rock pile. A called third strike sends Ekman to the dugout. Cody Meyer picks up his first strikeout, and it brings up Bo Hanowski with the bases loaded. Now two outs. Littke blocks one in the dirt. 1-0. Skis have taken a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second on Lastrup on a Tyler Gendro sack fly. The 1-0 to Hanowski. Darts down and at the feet. 2-0. Bo grounded out to Herman leading off the first. He is 0-1. Maroon tops, white pants, yellow skis in script and letters across the front of the skis jerseys. 2-0 delivery. Again, down 3-0. Lastrup awaits the winner, or I should say Nisswa awaits the winner of this one next weekend back here to wrap up Region 8. And now Meyer will step off and reset. Three balls, no strikes, bases loaded, two outs in the second for the Skis. Trying for a crooked number here in the second. See if Bull's green lighted here by Brad Check. Nope, in for a strike, 3-1. Riley Hirsch would hit next. Simon Waltman coaching at first, Brad Check at third. Skis at every base. The 3-1 pitch from Meyer. Hit to right. Back is Jansen. That ball is off the wall. Check scores. Wenzel scores. Gerbata to third. It's 3-0 on the double by Bo Hanowski. Hit it to the wall and right. A one hopper off the fence. Both John Check and Josh Wenzel come home, and it's second and third now with two outs as Gerbata moves up two bases to third, and Hanowski's at second for Riley Hirsch. Bo drives in his second and third runs of the tournament, and Hirsch swings through a high fastball, 0-1. Eighth batter of the inning for Sobieski here in the bottom of the second. And Cody misses high, 1-1 to Hirsch. Riley Hirsch grounded out to Brad Meyer in the first inning at shortstop. Here's the 1-1 fastball, misses low, 2-1. A day that started with all clouds has given way to about 98% blue skies. 2-1 hanging curveball lifted in the air to right center. Nate Jansen will be there, shields the eyes, uses both hands to squeeze it, and the inning ends. Gendro sacrifice fly, a Bo Hanowski two-run double, and after two, the Skis have taken a 3-0 lead over Lastrup.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I would like to congratulate two of the area's finest, Paul Fronsig from Harding and Leonard Butch Hannes from Sobieski, on their upcoming Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame induction. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
An outstanding athlete uses vision, a good strategy, planning, and knowledge to help them succeed. In that same regard, when you have property that needs surveying, mapping, staking, or more, it requires a company with a proven track record, like Kramer Lease DeLeo. They're experienced on all aspects of land surveying services. They're reliable, accurate, timely, and work within your budget. Serving landowners, developers, and governmental agencies. See them online for a quote at kldland.com or stop into their offices in Brainerd or St. Cloud. State-of-the-art survey equipment and techniques from Kramer, Leas, and DeLeo saying good luck, Region 8, and go Rebels!
Luke Toma to begin the top of the third, and he'll get Scott Jansen as his first batter. 3-0 now, Sobieski, top of three coming up.
Jansen,
and Lochner against Toma, and it's low for ball one. Opposite field, flared, foul. Scott batting here in the seventh spot. Toma, 23 pitches after two. Swing and a miss. Two strikes to Scott Jansen, one ball. Fly ball, left center, Hanowski tracking, settles, has it, one out. Off the end of the bat, Scott Jansen lifts one to left center.
Center fielder.
Now Nate Jansen to bat.
Jansen.
Nate Jansen batting eighth, playing center. Fouled away. Good cut by Nate. 0-1. Oh, from the sporting and entertainment world, Kathy Lee Gifford's husband Frank Gifford passed away today. Brandon Lochner due up next. Skis have a 3-0 lead on a Jendrosak fly and a Bo Hanowski two-run double. Jansen bunts it towards first. Toma looks to Gerbata. Gerbata retreats. Toma shovels and got him. A 1-3 bunt attempt for Nate Jansen, who kind of tumbled going over the first base bag. But two outs for Toma, and it'll bring up left fielder Brandon Lochner. Batting ninth, playing left. Lastrup looking for their first hit. First pitch in for a strike. Toma has faced the minimum. He walked Jason Sedlowski, got a force out, and then a double play from Reggie Lickey. Look out down the line in left. A wicked foul ball by Lochner makes it an 0-2 count. Weiss at the top of the order is due up next. Two down, Skis 3, Lakers nothing. Closing in on 5 o'clock on a Sunday. The two-strike pitch fouled away and down the line to right. Hirsch reaches up. He got it. Hirsch took it over the fence and pulled it back in. Nice play, Riley Hirsch. He reached over the top of the fence and snagged it. Three up, three down. Bottom of the third coming up. Skis 3, Lastrup 0.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. As an Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Luke Schumer is ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Luke Schumer today at 218-829-4131. Office is located at Baxter, Aiken, and Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Mom, I'm bored. Dad, are we there yet?
We've all been there, driving a long distance and the kids are getting restless in the back.
Entertain them with a new tablet from Verizon Wireless. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in today and get the Verizon Ellipsis 8-inch for free after a $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Its 8-inch HD display and quad-core processor is sure to keep everyone happy. And now add it to your More Everything plan for just $10 per month. Visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at Verizon.
Bottom of the third, we'll start with Joey Hanowski coming up for the Skis. 3-0 Sobieski against Cody Meyer. Meyer misses inside, tried that curveball and missed his spot. It's 1-0. Joey hit back to Meyer to end the first. Now he got the call on a breaking ball outside corner. 1-1. 3 runs, 3 hits in the second for the Skis. The big hit, the double by Hanowski that chased home 2. That one slashed foul. 1-2 to Joey Hanowski, the Skis' third baseman. He'll be followed by Scott Litchie and then John Check. Hanowski leaves a Meyer offering up. 2-2. 3-4-5 men in the Skis' batting order. And Joey gets hit in the tricep. Tried to turn in and it got him. So Meyer puts Hanowski aboard, and it brings up the right fielder, Scott Litchie. Litchie singled off of Schliemann's glove in the second and eventually scored on Gendro's sacrifice fly. Leadoff man on for the second inning in a row and second overall time. Scott Jansen will play deep in right. Nate playing Litchie to pull, and that's right where Litchie hit it. Nate had him played right on the money. Line out to center, one away. And that'll bring up the DH, John Check. John walked and scored on the Bull Hanowski second inning double. One on, one out now for Sobieski, batting in the bottom of the third, time called. John hits it a long way to center. Is it in the park or out? Nate Jansen watches it go. It's gone. 2-run homer for John Check. 5-0 Skis. And John Check crosses home plate with Sobieski's second run of the inning and the fifth of the game. Little doubt about that one as Wenzel will bat. And Cody Meyer now. Wenzel singled and scored in the second. First pitch in for a strike. Wenzel pitched a scoreless shutout inning yesterday in a pressure situation against Nisswa. There's one in the dirt. 1-1. 2 runs in, 1 out. And the lead is 5 here in the third. Curveball swatted back to the mound. First base side. Cody's got it. Flips to Schliemann. Little casual, but he got the out. 2 outs. And Gendro will bat with the bases empty. Tyler, sacrifice fly to start the ski scoring last inning. He hit the first pitch to Lochner to get Litchie home. And Meyer misses low and outside. Ball one. A hit batter and a home run for the Skis here. Joey Hanowski's hit. And John Check with a home run. Another pitch off the plate, 2-0. Skis are going to get the bullpen going. Joey Hanowski's headed down. Low, 3-0. If Tyler reaches, Andrew Gerbata do up. Ball four, 4-pitch walk. So Meyer now has walked three and hit a batter in 2 2/3. Gerbada walked in the second, was stranded at third. Litchie and Hanowski warming up down the line. That didn't last long. They're back to the dugout already. So two outs, a man aboard for the Skis. And Gerbada watches outside. Ball one. Bottom of the third, Sobieski's taking a 5-0 lead. Two-run double and a two-run homer and a sacrifice fly. Elevated fastball for ball two from Meyer to Gerbada. Ekman due up next. There's a strike called from Cody Meyer to right-handed hitting Andrew Gerbada. Andrew playing first base as he has the entire tournament. Now he missed again. 3-1 outside that time. Kleck Lochner shielding the eyes out and left with that sun starting to take effect. And there's ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks will bring up Ekman. It'll also bring manager Sean Fisher out of the dugout, and he's going to wave in Brandon Lochner from left field. So that'll end a short stint on the mound for Cody Meyer here in Sobieski as Sean Fisher comes out to make a change. Skis 5, Lakers nothing. We'll tell you about the change when we come back.
The year was 1998, and the Victory League's finest teams had gathered in Piers and Buckman to decide who would advance to the Class C state tournament. All dynasties must have a beginning, and in 1998, the Sobieski Skis captured their first of 8 region championships, led by region MVP Brad Check. The Skis defeated the Piers Bulldogs in the championship that year to advance to state, where Brad Olson would hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the 10th to beat Bird Island in the first round before the Skis fell to eventual state runner-up Richmond in round 2. Can they add championship number 9? We'll find out in 2015. So get ready to enjoy some of the best baseball action in the state. This ad brought to you by Elder Care of Minnesota and St. Otto's Care Center. It's baseball season, and when it comes to getting a good night's sleep, don't swing and miss. You need to make a visit to Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park. Once there, you'll run into a stress-free, no-pressure shopping environment. You may have shopped at a big box store previously. Don't make the same error twice. They have over 20 years in the mattress industry and are one of Central Minnesota's favorite mattress stores. They're located in the Riverwood Mall, just 1.5 miles west of Crossroads Mall on Division Street, just past the Parkwood Theater and next to Anton's. So when you're ready to hit the hay and catch some Z's, remember Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park. Nothing spoils a fun get-together, or for that matter, everyday life, than unwanted pests. It won't be long until the summer season turns to fall and the Asian beetles and box elder bugs will be out in force. Central Minnesota Pest Control can take care of the spraying that'll control those unwanted pests. And if you have a lake cabin, you know how spiders can be an issue. Around the home, ants and bees can make life miserable. And if you're a dairy farmer, controlling flies and spiders can be a huge issue. All of these pests can be controlled. Get started with a call to Central Minnesota Pest Control at 468-2652. Let Dewey and his staff handle your pest problems.
Brandon Lochner takes over on the mound, and Colin Ekman drives one down the line to left. Gendrell will score on the Ekman base hit. And it's 6-0. Colin Ekman picks up his first hit of the tournament. That run charged to Cody Meyer. He's still responsible for Gerbada at second as Bo Hanowski now bats. Bo doubled into last time up. He's also grounded out. So back-to-back three-run innings for the Skis, and they're up 6-0 now. And Lochner misses. Ball one. Two on, two outs. Bottom of the third. There's one hit to the gap in left center. Gerbada will score. Ekman racing to third. Brad Check holds up the stop sign. Bo Hanowski with his second double.
Now batting, catcher.
And it's 7-0 skis for Riley Hirsch in second and third. Hirsch has grounded out and flown out in two trips. First base open, and Lochner got a strike, 0-1. This is the ninth Sobieski man of the inning. Lochner from the wind, here's the one strike pitch. Missed outside. One ball, one strike. A three-run second followed up by a four-run third for Sobieski. And the pitch. Swing grounded to the shortstop, Meyer. Long throw, low throw, Hirsch is safe. Ekman scores, and it's 8-0.
Third baseman, Joey Kanowski.
Infield single for Hirsch to drive in a run, and it's runners at the corners for Joey Hanowski. Ekman's run makes it 8-0. And Joey Hanowski bats for the second time. He was hit by a pitch to start the inning. That one scooped out by Reggie Litke, ball one. So this is getting away from Lastrup in a hurry here. One ball, no strikes to Joey Hanowski with Litchi on deck. Fastball is a called strike, 1-1 to Joey. So Lochner has come on and given up three hits to three men. 1-1 count to Joey Hanowski, first and third in the pitch. Down away, and it ricochets off the screen. That'll move Hirsch to second. Staying at third is Bo Hanowski. And it's 2-1 to Joey Hanowski. Two down. The first out of the inning was a Litchi line to center, then a comebacker by Wenzel. And Lochner misses downstairs, and it's 3-1 to Joey Hanowski. Lochner in relief of Cody Meyer here in inning three. Grounded up the middle into right center. Hanowski scores. Hirsch will come in. It's a 10-0 game.
Now batting, right fielder, Scott.
And Litchi the hit, the 11th batter. Litchi lined out to Nate Jansen in center. He's also singled and scored a run. And a strike is called, 0-1. Litchi awaits the pitch. Here it comes, and it's off speed. Hit in the air, and Litchie's going to make two outs to center field. He makes the first and third outs, but in between, seven runs score, and it is a 10-0 lead for the Skis after three.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all 19 Victory League teams on another successful season. And good luck to the team still pursuing their dream of playing baseball on Labor Day weekend in Watkins and Cold Spring. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Is your network connection full of speed bumps? Come home to a better network. Save without settling at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Right now, trade in your old smartphone and buy a new one, like the Samsung Galaxy S6, and get $300. Welcome back to a better network. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Edge activation important required. $300 equals $200 trade-in Verizon Wireless gift card plus $100 bill credit applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Trade-in must be...
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout. As an Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Drew Boland remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. He's ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Drew Boland today at 218-829-4131. Office is located at Baxter, Aiken, and Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Chad Weiss to face Luke Thoma. We're underway. Top of the fourth, 10-0 now. Thoma, a little run support for the right-hander. One strike pitch, taken low, 1-1. Chad called out on strikes in the first. He begins the fourth. Thoma has not allowed a hit. Faced the minimum 9. On the edge for strike 2. 35 pitches for Luke Thoma so far. Skies putting up 7 runs on 5 hits in the bottom of the third to break this one open. That one skips to the screen, 2-2. Paul Herman and Rick Schliemann will bat. And we might see some other appearances here pretty soon for some of the guys that haven't seen a lot of Region 8 action so far. There's a drive to left. That ball's smoked. And Weiss is around first. Headed to second, and he's going to reach with a double. First hit is a two-bagger by Weiss leading off the fourth. That is his fourth double of the tournament. And now Paul Herman. Herman bounced out to Ekman in the first. So the first hit puts Weiss into scoring position. And Herman watches a Thoma pitch miss wide. Skies, 10 runs, 8 hits. Lakers now no runs on 1 hit. No errors in this one. Thoma looks to second and comes home, and Herman leaves it go low. 2-0. On deck is Rick Schliemann. Thoma looking in to the side from Riley Hirsch. High and away, and Riley's going to run it out and visit with Thoma, who's behind now to Herman. 3 balls, no strikes. Luke, a Little Falls grad. Weiss is the second runner. Actually, the third, technically, as it's a 4-pitch walk, a fastball above the letters. And there are 2 on for Rick Schliemann. Sedlowski walked in the second, was forced out by Brad Meyer's ground ball, and then with Meyer at first, Litke hit into a double play. Now first and second, nobody out. Schliemann is 0-for-1. He grounded out to Ekman, ending the first. Fly ball to center. Hanowski ranges over, has room, reaches up and makes the catch, and there's 1 away. Schliemann flies out to left center, bringing up Jason Sedlowski. Top of the fourth, Skies 10, Lastrup 0.
Third baseman, Jason Sedlowski.
Jay walked and was forced out on a Meyer grounder to third back in the second inning. Gerbata will play behind the runner at first with the big lead. And it's ball 1 high from Luke Thoma. Thoma sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch downstairs. Dug out by Riley Hirsch. It's a 2-0 count now to Sedlowski. Jamie Litke coaching at third. Has a chance to wave somebody around here possibly as Sedlowski watches one come across for a strike from Thoma. 2-1 now. Weiss doubled. Herman walked, and then Schliemann flew out. First and second, one away. High fly, center field. Hanowski looks like he's going to have room. He does. Two down. No tag. And the batter will be Brad Meyer. So a couple of putouts for Bo Hanowski.
Shortstop, Brad Meyer.
And after a promising start for Lastrup, there are now two down. And Brad Meyer will bat. He is 0 for 1 with a ground out to third. 10-0 Sobieski, two outs, top of the fourth. Seeding game, losers number three at state. Toma delivers and it's chopped foul to third. One strike to Brad Meyer playing short in this game. He was the winning pitcher going the distance against Fort Ripley earlier today, struck out 11. Only walked one. One strike. Toma uncorks one in the dirt, and Riley keeps it close to him. No advancement for Weiss from second. Ball and a strike now. If Meyer reaches, Reggie Litke is the scheduled batter. Weiss led off with a double. He's still standing there. Meyer pops it up. Maybe a chance for Gerbade. It looks like he's got it. He does, right at the corner of the dugout. And after the first two reach, three flyouts in the inning. No runs, one hit, two left. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The score remains Sobieski 10 and Lastrup 0.
Ritters, Thompson & Olson Public Accountants is a full-service accounting firm serving clients throughout the central Minnesota area, dedicated to providing their clients with professional, personalized services and guidance in a wide range of financial and business needs. Whether you're an individual or business in and around central Minnesota, Ritters, Thompson & Olson Public Accountants has years of valuable experience assisting with your accounting needs. Call them at 632-3646 or see their website at rtocpa.com.
The Victory League has provided me with many amazing memories, just as I'm sure your home has provided for your family. When it comes time to look for a new home, you can rely on me to ensure the process is handled with Victory League dedication. Contact me for all your real estate needs, Neil Tyson, Weicker Realtors Tower Properties, 320-266-4616.
Scott Jansen is going to come on to pitch, taking over from Brandon Lochner. Reggie Litke is also going to change positions. He's headed to left. As the Skis have built an early 10-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth up on the hill. This will be the first pitching appearance of the region for Scott. I'm guessing we might see Danny Sayre as catcher. So Brad Meyer's going to come in. Cody's going to catch. Cody Meyer now catching. And Scott Jansen will finish up his warm-ups. John Check will be the first batter scheduled to face Scott Jansen. Skis broke it open with seven runs in the fourth, including John Check's two-run homer to center. So Cody Meyer now catching, Scott Jansen on the mound. Reggie Litke is out in left. And here's Check to face Jansen, lefty-lefty. Scott misses in the dirt, ball one. Bottom of the fourth is underway. Brandon, I think, went out to right field. Check watches a pitch on the edge. Strike one call, 1-1. 10 runs, 8 hits for the Skis. No runs, a hit for Lastrup. Change up, swing and a miss. 1-2. Lochner will go a third of an inning, allow 4 runs, 4 hits. High drive, right field, playable, I think, for Lochner at the wall, and it is off the wall, and Check has a single off the fence. Good effort out there in right, but just over the head. May have got the glove. And Adam Josephson is going to run for John Check. Josephson for Check. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Leadoff single. That's hit number 9 for the Skis. Wenzel, ground ball, left side. Meyer, backhand throw, not in time to second. Everybody is safe. An infield base hit for Josh Wenzel.
Running.
He's 2 for 3.
Number 14, Adam Josephson.
And Tyler Gendro will hit. 2 on, nobody out. First and second for the Skis in the fourth. Gendro with a sack fly, a walk, and a run. Walked on 4 pitches last time up, time called. And Reggie Lickey will go out to visit with Scott Jansen. Or Cody Meyer will visit with Scott Jansen. Reggie's in left. Astra might be out of gas here today. Playing their third game of the weekend. There's a strike in for an 0-1 count to Gendro. Lastrup qualified with a win yesterday over Avon 5-3. Came back today to beat Fort Ripley. Now Gendro wears a breaking pitch on the hip. He's hit by a pitch to fill the bases for Gerbata.
No batting. First baseman, Andrew Gerbata.
Josephson to third. Wenzel to second. Gendro aboard at first. Gerbata has walked twice and scored a run. Fly ball, shallow left. Lipke coming in. He won't get it. It's down for a hit. RBI single. It's 11-0.
Now batting, shortstop Colin Ekman.
And now the shortstop Ekman. He pulled a single past the third base bag last time up. He's also struck out and scored a run. So the first 4 men have reached against Scott Jansen, 3 hits and a hit batter. Ekman swings and misses. That one tailed off the plate. It's an 0-1 count. Top of the order, and Bo Hanowski on deck. Now 11-0 Skis, and still nobody out and full of runners. Here are the bases. Jansen's curveball lined to Sedlowski with a shoestring catch. And Wenzel scrambles back to the bag to avoid being doubled off. Good backhanded stab by Sedlowski to register the first out. Now Bo Hanowski, he has doubled twice, scored a run, driven in 3. Ground ball to first, Schliemann. He'll go to second for 1. No relay, not in time. A run scores. And it's a 4 RBI day for Hanowski so far.
Batting now, the catcher, Riley Hirsch.
A 3-6 fielder's choice gets another run home. Forcing out Gerbata for out number 2. Gendro's at third. Hirsch the batter, Bo Hanowski at first. RBI single last time up for Riley. He's 1 for 3. There's a strike. 12-0 now Skis in the fourth. Stretching it out. And Jansen delivers high and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Joey Hanowski in the shadows of the on-deck circle. Up high, 2-1 to Riley Hirsch. Every guy in the lineup has scored a run here already. popped out of play. Two balls, two strikes to Riley Hirsch. First and third, two down for the Skis. A three-run second, a seven-run third, and now two more here in the fourth. Jansen delivers a breaking pitch in the dirt. Good stop by Cody Meyer, and it's a full count. Bowl will leave on the 3-2 pitch with two outs at first base. Halen Schlieben will drift back behind him. Step off. There's nobody there, and he threw it to the fence. They say that's a balk. That's a balk, not an error. And a run scores, and it's 13-0. Schlieman had moved behind the runner, and there was nobody at the bag, and Scott just zipped it to the screen. And now he has walked Hirsch.
Now batting. Third baseman.
Here's third baseman Joey Hanowski. Joey in the game has a two-run single. He's been hit by a pitch and hit back to the pitcher. And Jansen delivers on the edge. Strike one. Two away here in the fourth. Off-speed pitch is swatted straight back by Hanowski, and it's an 0-2 count. We're getting to the point where it's going to be one of those things where you just play out the string here. It's becoming more and more evident that this one might end early. It would be our first 10-run game of the tournament. It's a 13-run lead right now. Hanowski goes the opposite way, coming over, and oh, it's off the glove of Lincke. Hanowski scores. Hirsch is going to run through the stop sign and score. And now Joey's going to get off at second. He's picked off at second. Not picked off, but trapped off, and the inning ends. The two runs count, though. Riley Hirsch whispering to Brad Check as he runs by. I've got a clause in my contract for runs scored as he runs through the stop sign. The line drive off the glove of Reggie Lickey for an error. And by the time Lickey retrieved the ball, Joey had rounded second and was thrown out trying to scramble back. Eight men bat, another five score, and it's 15-0 after four.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, a proud supporter of amateur baseball. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, rock, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting amateur baseball. For a great night out for you and your family and friends, it's the Brickyard in Piers. Located on Main Street in Piers, the Brickyard has great food, drink specials, pool, music, and the best TV viewing in the area. Give them a call at 468-6250. That's 468-6250 about their banquet facilities and find out how they can accommodate your group's next gathering. The Brickyard Bar and Piers, open until 2 a.m., proudly supports amateur baseball.
Left fielder Reggie Lickey will bat here in the fifth, trailing 15-0. First pitch is a strike, and Lickey watches that. First pitch was a ball. That pitch is a strike, and it's 1-1. Reggie hit it into a double play. His only time up. Knocks that one out. 1-2. The Flensburg draftee has allowed one hit, a Weiss double in the fourth, leading off. Ground ball to Ekman, comes up on him, he can't find it. And Lickey is safe at first on the error.
Now batting, number 7, Scotty Jansen.
Cody Varner will run for Reggie Litke. Varner for Litke. Top of the fifth. Scott Jansen becomes the batter. The pitcher flew out to center in the third inning. Tapper off the plate. It is a foul ball. One strike as Hirsch tried to get the out at second, but it was a foul, and it's 0-1. To Jansen. Toma ready in the pitch. Swing, ground ball. Can they turn two? Gendro tags the runner coming in, throws the first, double play. And just like that, the bases are cleared with two outs.
Center fielder, Nate.
Here's Nate Jansen now. Nate hit back to Toma in the second. Low ball one. Right fielder Brandon Lochner do up next. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Nate Jansen. High for the fastball from Luke Toma. 2-1. Lined into right center. Base hit. A two-out single for Jansen. And now the right fielder, Brandon Lochner, fouled out to Hirsch. His pop-up ended the third. So a runner with two outs. Swing and a miss by Brandon Lochner. Luke Toma, a two-hit shutout so far in the dirt, and Riley keeps it right in front of him. 1-1. Top of the order, Weiss will hit next. More and more evident that Lastrup will play 2 weeks from today in Cold Spring, a Sunday 5 o'clock game. Fastball lined to the gap in left center. Extra bases for Lochner. Lochner checked up with a single. Surprised he didn't try and stretch it. Didn't want to risk becoming a third out on the bases.
Now batting, designated hitter, Chad White.
So Lochner singles to the gap. Jansen goes first to third, and here's Chad Weiss. He has struck out and doubled. Skis have turned two double plays behind Toma today. They don't need one now. They've got one this inning as Weiss takes a Toma pitch high for a ball. 15-0 in the top of the fifth. There's a strike, 1-1. Lastrup with runners at the corners here. Toma snaps one inside. Region 8's number 3 seed would match up with the number 2 from Region 13. And those are familiar teams that Lastrup might be looking at. There's a drive to left. Wenzel is there and makes a catch at the fence. Boy, did Chad tag that one. But Wenzel was there and hauls it in. A loud out to end the fifth. No runs, a couple of hits, an error, and there were two left. It's the bottom of the fifth coming up. 15-0, Sobieski.
If you're looking for a great place to stop for one fast one or to spend an evening, keep the Silver Bullet Bar in Genola in mind. Pool and darts are available for the gamers. All your favorite cold beverages, whether it's bottled, on tap, or mixed drinks or shots. And if you're hungry, the Silver Bullet Bar has daily food specials, with Tuesdays set aside for pizza night, and Thursdays, it's wings. So stop on by to the Silver Bullet Bar in Genoa.
The bottom of the fifth comes up with Sobieski in command, 15-0 over Lastrup. Let's get back to a Lastrup matchup with Region 13, because it's pretty evident that's what's going to happen 2 weeks from today. There are four teams left in Region 13 in their region playoffs. Region 13 sends three reps. Region 8 sends four. Two of those Region 13 teams left are former state tournament opponents of this Lastrup team. The Laverne Redbirds. Lastrup beat Laverne down in Bird Island a couple of years back, about 5 years back now. And then the other team that Lastrup has faced, and this was a couple of years in Delano, Fairmont. The other teams, the Milroy Irish and the Hadley Buttermakers. Scott Litchie leads off the fifth against Scott Jansen, and he takes it low, ball one. Here's the 1-0 offering. Litchie, high chopper to Schliemann, scoops it up. It's a foot race now, and Rick wins that one away. He beats Litchie to the bag, and the fifth begins with a ground out to first. And here is Johnny Check. He has walked, homered, and singled off the wall and right. Driven in two, scored to his pinch runner. Josephson has scored a run. High drive, right field. Johnny has hit his second. Jansen left one up, and Johnny hit it out. Not a bad comeback weekend for John Check. Missed last weekend, has belted a pair of homers today. I don't think Brandon Lochner moved in right. Here's Wenzel with one out. He pops it up to left. Reggie's there, or is that Cody now? It's caught for the second out. Is that Varner? So,
second baseman, Tyler Gendro.
Sandwiched in between the two outs, the Check home run. Here's Gendro, hit by a pitch, scored on a balk last inning. He's also walked and had a sac fly. Jansen skips one in the dirt, one ball. Gerbata on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there by Scott Jansen, the left-hander. Played at St. Cloud Tech for the Cyclones. And Jason Fisher. And now a hit batter. That's the second time Gendro's been hit. Both in the hip.
Now batting. First baseman, Drew Gerbata.
And Andrew Gerbata will get a chance with two outs. Gerbata has walked twice, singled in a run, and scored a run. Andrew Lang is going to run for Gendro, and a first pitch swing and a miss. Got away from Cody Meyer, and that'll move the runner to second. Lang now running for Gendro. Gerbata at the plate. Let's see, we got some attendance numbers. As there's one in the dirt, 1-1. over in Piers last weekend, 11-23. This weekend's total brings it to 17-63. So what do we have? 640 this weekend here. Two and one. Gerbata hits one down the line to right behind Schliemann. That's down. Lang is going to be waved in. Gerbata with an opposite field single that drops inside the foul line for a run scoring hit. Skis two touchdowns and a field goal, and it's 17 to nothing. Gerbata drives in his second. He's on base for the fourth time. Here is a pinch-hitting appearance. Miller for Ekman. Thomas takes strike one. Here's Scotty's pitch. Slow curveball. Missed wide. Next pitch, fastball, Miller grounds it towards second. Herman looking for a handle, he can't find it. Everybody's safe, inning continues. Is that Kurt? Yeah, that's Kurt Cahy. Cahy couldn't come up with it, and Miller is aboard for Bo Hanowski. Second Lastrup error. Hanowski has doubled twice, driven in four. Gerbata at second. Jansen deals off the plate. Ball one. 11 men batted in the fourth. Eight in the third. Eight in the fourth. Hanowski rips it down the line. Foul. Just foul. Bo looks back and says, are you kidding me? I wanted my third double. But immediately called foul. One and one now to Bo Hanowski. Here's the pitch. Low, 2-1. So comparing last year's attendance totals to this point to this year, we're down 19. Here's the Jansen pitch. There's a smack into right for a hit. It'll stop Gerbata at third, and Bo Hanowski has his third hit.
Now batting, the catcher, number 20.
Miller to second. And Hirsch bats with the bases full. Three hits this inning. 14 in the game. Jansen delivers low. No Gerbata try for home as he just turns his back and walks back to third. 1-0. Riley walked last time, singled in a run in the third, grounded out, and flew out his previous trips. High and outside, 2-0. So Cahy in the game for Herman at second. Popped him up, should get the skis out of the inning. Or should get the skis out as Sedlowski squeezes it for the third out at third base. Check homers again. Another two-run score. Gerbata adds a single to drive in a run. And we go to the sixth. Skis 17, Lastrup 0.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply and Pier should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! Managers play a vital role in baseball, and many people say baseball is a metaphor for life. Let Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance help you manage the risks of everyday life. When life throws you a curveball, State Farm Insurance and agent Dustin Upgren will step up to the plate for you. They offer a wide variety of services, including insurance, finances, and claims. Located in Cold Spring, see them online at DustinUpgren.com or call them at 320-685-3672. A proud supporter of amateur baseball, it's Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance.
Kurt Caughey to lead off the sixth. He's now the second baseman. 17-0 after five. And Luke Thoma continues out on the mound. And the first pitch of the sixth is taken low. Ball one. Kurt was 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter against Fort Ripley earlier today. Fly ball to the left. Wenzel's there. Gives way to Bohanowski. Bowl with the catch. It'll go down in the book as an F8, but it was right to left. And now Scoop Rushlow is going to bat for Rick Schliemann. So Sean Fisher begins to clear the bench as Rushlow takes one outside. Check swing, roll to second. This will be Miller, who's in the game now at second. Gobbles it up, throws him out, two away. Joey Hanowski is now the Skis shortstop. Andrew Lang is at third base.
Now at second base, Thomas Miller. Now at third.
And here's Eric Hennigan to bat for Jason Sedlovsky. Hennigan for Sedlovsky in the sixth. And Thoma pumps the first pitch fastball across for a strike. Swing and a miss over the top of a breaking ball. It's 0-2. That one just missed Thoma. The 1-2 pitch, Thoma to Hennigan. Fly ball, center field. Hanowski, slip, stands up, makes the catch.
No run.
Three up, three down. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. A 17-run lead for the Skis.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hey farmers, Jason here from Sunrise Ag. Corn harvest is right around the corner, and we are excited to tell you about some awesome upgrades at our grain facility in Buckman. Sunrise Ag has increased its wet corn capacity 10 times and up to 5 times faster drying capabilities with our new Matthews Company grain dryer built by Midwest Sales and Construction. To save even more time, Sunrise Ag has upgraded our unloading pit and leg for dry grain too. So no more long lines and no more long waits. Check us out at sunriseagcoop.com.
Lastrup will give the ball to Jamie Litke here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 17-0. Skis with the lead. Let's see. We've got Dan Rushlow staying in the game at first. Eric Hennigan is at second. Dan Sayre enters the game at shortstop. Kurt Caughey moves to third. Looks like Scott Jansen leaves the ball game. Cody Meyer is still the catcher. As Jamie Lickey will become the fourth Lastrup pitcher. Meyer, Lochner, Jansen, and Litke.
Now batting.
So, Cole Gendrell is going to get an at-bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Gendrell making his first appearance. He'll bat against Litke. Swinging a drive to left right there and making the catch. One pitch, one out.
Now batting. Number 13, Chris Reller.
The elder statesman on the Lastrup team says that's how you get guys out. One pitch at a time. So Gendrell, who was batting in Joey Hanowski's spot, lines out to begin the sixth. So one out in the sixth inning. Here's Chris Reller pinch hitting for Litchie. Left-handed hitter. And a swing and a miss. One out. Here's one off the plate. Three balls, one strike to the pinch hitter, Chris Reller. Simon Waltman will hit next. Swing ground ball to second. Hennigan throws him out, two away.
Now batting. Number 9, Walt. Simon
Waltman. Waltman batting here in the sixth. Batting in John Check's spot. Jamie Litke deals. Low ball one. All skis 17-0. A first inning that saw both teams go out in order, and then it just kind of fell apart. 1-0 pitch. Popped up towards first. Here comes Rushlow. There comes Litke. It's Litke. Dan Rushlow does his best Rick Schliemann impersonation, flipping the cap off, except he didn't take the ball. Litke makes the catch and works a 1-2-3 inning. Top of the seventh. Last chance for the Lakers. We'll be back as Luke Toma will try and finish things off and send the Skis back to the region championship game. 17-0, Sobieski. We've got some defensive changes coming up for Sobieski as well.
At some point in life, we will all require legal representation. At Will and Bring Dahl, Walken and Zimmerman, their mission is to represent you with honesty, integrity, and competency. They offer their clients the best possible legal advice to address your particular needs at cost-effective rates. Offering a wide range of services such as estate planning, trusts, wills and probate, business and real estate law, personal injury, family law, and many other areas of litigation, the office of Will and Bring Dahl, Walken and Zimmerman will provide effective, prompt, and efficient service. See them online at willandbring.com or call them at their Cold Spring office at 320-685-3678. Will and Bring Dahl, Walken and Zimmerman, they're there for you. Got that hungry feeling? Need a place to spend a night out with friends? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Patrick's Bar and Grill in Piers is the place. They feature a delicious menu. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Daily lunch specials, bologna days on Thursdays, pizza, wings, and great drink specials during sporting events. Patrick's also has cash drawings each Friday and Saturday night. Golfers, softball players, bowlers, everybody's welcome. Stop in today to Patrick's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers.
Danny Sayre leading off the seventh, 1-1 count against Luke Toma. Popped out of play, and it's 1-2. All right, we've got Joey Hanowski catching. Austin Weiss is in the game at second base. Riley Hirsch now playing shortstop. Chris Reller in right. I think that's Dan Marad in center. Tapper or foul? 1-2. Sayre started this game in the dugout, and now he's in the game as the shortstop, replacing Brad Meyer. But three outs from ending this one is Luke Thoma. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. One away. Thoma starts the seventh with a strikeout. And it brings up Cody Varner.
Now batting. Number three, Cody Varner.
Varner will get his first at-bat. And he watches a Thoma pitch low. Ball one. That's the second strikeout for Luke Thoma. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 to Cody Varner. Moving into the on-deck circle, the pitcher, Jamie Littke. Fouled out of play. And it goes to a ball and two strikes now to Cody Varner. Lastrup has been handcuffed by Thoma on just three hits. No runs, three hits. They've left four men on. Thoma strikes out Varner swinging for the second out. And now the pitcher Littke with two down, bases empty.
Now batting, number 23, Jamie Littke. Littke.
So the Skis will face Nisswa. There's a fly ball to left. And that ball is caught, and it's over. Deep left, but caught, and that's all. 17-0, the Skis make Lastrup the 3 seed.
Sobieski Skis will be playing Nisswa.
And Sobieski will move on and get a rematch with Nisswa next weekend for the region championship. We'll begin our postgame after this.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I would like to congratulate two of the area's finest, Paul Fronsig from Hardy and Leonard Butch Hannes from Sobieski, on their upcoming Minnesota Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame induction. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
An outstanding athlete uses vision, a good strategy, planning, and knowledge to help them succeed. In that same regard, when you have property that needs surveying, mapping, staking, or more, it requires a company with a proven track record, like Kramer Lease DeLeo. They're experienced on all aspects of land surveying services. They're reliable, accurate, timely, and work within your budget. Serving landowners, developers, and governmental agencies. See them online for a quote at kldland.com or stop into their offices in Brainerd or St. Cloud. State-of-the-art survey equipment and techniques from Kramer, Leas, and DeLeo saying good luck, Region 8, and go Rebels!
Well, for the Sobieski Skis, unlike last night's dramatic finish in extra innings, tonight not a lot, a whole lot of drama. 17-0, Sobieski takes care of Lastrup. Lastrup will be the 3 seed. They'll play a Sunday game. 2 weeks from today, a 5 o'clock game in Cold Spring. And they will face the runner-up in Region 13. Sobieski will finish no lower than a 2 seed. They could win the 1 seed if they beat Nisswa twice next weekend. That'll start Saturday at 1. A second game if necessary. They went extra innings yesterday, 5-3. Nisswa win on an Aaron Jenkins walk-off homer. Final line scores for Sobieski. 17 runs, 14 hits. They committed an error. They left 6 on. Lastrup, no runs on 3 hits today. Lastrup charged with 2 errors. They leave 4 men on base. Luke Thoma throws a 3-hit shutout today. He strikes out 3, walks 2, needs 84 pitches over 7 to pick up his first region win. Starter Cody Meyer will get the loss. He went 2 2/3, then it was Lochner, then Scott Jansen, and then Jamie Littke, as the Lakers emptied the bench as the game moved on. A 3-run second, a Gendro sack fly, and a 2-run double by Bohanowski made it 3-0 after 2. Then it got away with a 7-run third. John Cech hit a two-run homer. An RBI single for Colin Ekman. A double for Bo Hanowski brought in a run. Hirsch singled home a run. Then Joey Hanowski lined a base hit to score two. And after three, it was 10-0 and in cruise control for Sobieski. They would put five more on the board in the fourth. A balk would get a run home. An RBI single by Andrew Gerbata. A ground out by Bo Hanowski. He drove in his fourth on that one, and an error in left allowed a couple of other runs to come in. And the final two put up on a John Cech solo shot in the fifth, his second of the day. And Andrew Gerbata added his second run scoring hit, a single that chased home Andrew Lang. 17-0. Sobieski. It'll be Sobieski and Nisswa for the second time. It'll start 1 o'clock next Saturday. So Lastrup is the 3 seed. Fort Ripley is the 4 seed. Two seeds left to be determined. And we hope you join us again next Saturday for Nisswa and Sobieski for the Region 8C Championship. First pitch, 1 o'clock here from Sobieski. Thanks for listening. The two finals today. Lastrup defeated Fort Ripley in the opener. Lakers picked up the 9-6 win there. And it's all Sobieski, 17-0 in the back end of the doubleheader. Thanks, everyone, for coming out to the ballpark in Sobieski. 1,763 through two weekends. See if we can push that up over a couple of thousand next weekend, Saturday. Sunday is open, held open in case of weather delay. So far, we've been pretty lucky with weather. But it'll be Saturday, and if the games get played Saturday, we can take Sunday off. All right, we'll see you next Saturday back here in Sobieski.
Thanks for listening to Region 8C Baseball on YouAreThereSports.com. Region 8C Baseball has been brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Piers, Dustin Upgren, your State Farm insurance agent, Central Minnesota Distribution and Pepperidge Farm, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Dave Fisher and RE/MAX Central, Ritter's Thompson and Olson CPA, The Brickyard Bar and Piers, Sayre Backhoe and Gravel, Weicker Realtors and Neil Tyson, The Silver Bullet Bar in Genola. Region 8C Baseball on You Are There Sports, also brought to you by Avon State Bank, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park, Elder Care and St. Otto's Care Center, KLD Land Surveying of Brainerd and St. Cloud, Strut Schumer & Associates and Ameriprise Financial, Sunrise Ag, Patrick's Bar & Grill & Piers, and Willenbring Dahl, Walken & Zimmerman Law of Cold Spring. Again, thanks for listening to Region 8C Baseball on YouAreThereSports.com.